Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So as if you needed another reason to be angry at pharmaceutical and health insurance companies, here's a new one. In advance of a possible health reform bill in Congress, both drug costs and insurance premium costs appear to be spiking. It may be a case of price gouge today because the law may stop you tomorrow. An October 25th article in the New York Times noted that small businesses are seeing an average 15% increase in premiums, twice as much as last year and way, way faster than overall inflation, which is near zero. This week, the Times reported that drug prices are suddenly going up a lot, too. And on Wednesday, Congress launched an investigation. The reported price of the average medication jumped 9% in the year ending September 30th, the highest increase in years, while the consumer price index for other goods actually declined. Duff Wilson is following the pharma prices for the Times and joins us now. Hi, Duff. Thanks for coming on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Where does this 9% increase figure for medicines come from, first of all? Who calculated the number?
It kind of comes from the AARP, American Association of Retired Persons, as it used to be known, has an economist who did an in-depth calculation, and the Investment Bank of Credit Suisse also separately did a calculation, and they both came up about 9%.
How unusual an increase is that?
It's more than at least in 5 years and possibly 15 years or longer. They have been raising their manufacturer prices, I think it's fair to say, every year, but this is more than usual.
You reported that the Pharmaceutical Industry Association does not dispute AARP's calculation, but says that the number is wrong and drug price increases are actually less than 9%. Do they give any evidence?
Yes and no. It depends on the question being asked, whether you're looking at the manufacturer's price, which are reported by the manufacturers, and that's what these two new studies have done, or if you're looking at an estimate of the retail price, which is a lower number overall because it incorporates a lot more of the generic drugs. Generics are going down about 9 or 10% at the manufacturer level, and that's helping everyone. But at the same time, it's the brand name drugs that are more controlled by the companies that are going up at a high rate.
Uh-huh. So generic drug prices are actually going down while brand name drugs are going up?
Absolutely.
Why would generic drug prices be going down from their own costs a year ago?
There's a lot of competition in generics, so the cost is going down. You know, the manufacturer's costs of generics have gone down 8 to 10% in the last year.
And when you have a patent on a brand name drug, then you have a monopoly for that period of time, correct?
Right. You're the sole source, so you charge what you think the market can bear, and you're consistent with your company plan.
How can you tell if they're price gouging in advance of health reform or raising prices for some other reason?
That's a tough one. I think the only way you could tell is if someone that was inside the industry was to speak more candidly about their strategies and tactics.
And you didn't write the story about health insurance premiums, but can you say anything about the reasons they may be spiking this year?
Sure, I can try. That was a story by my colleague Reed Abelson, and it said insurance premiums for small businesses appear to be going up about 15% for the coming year, and that's according to insurance brokers. And it's, although it's an anecdotal figure, it seems pretty striking. And what some of the brokers told Reed was that the insurance companies appear to be raising the premium prices to make hay while the sun is shining.
So listeners, what are you seeing? And that's particularly with respect to small businesses, that 15% premium increase projection. Do you own a small business? Do you see health premiums suddenly going up? Are you getting a different kind of bill? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. Are you on a prescription drug, a brand name, and are suddenly seeing the price of that go up this year? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or anything else related for Duff Wilson following the Farmer Prices story for the New York Times, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. I guess it's particularly galling in the case of the pharmaceutical companies if they really are price gouging ahead of a health reform bill, because the Obama administration cut a kind of sweetheart deal with them, limiting their costs from health reform to a fixed number in exchange for their public support. So one way to look at this is that they're cheating on the deal. And I don't know if you can say that as a reporter, but is that the tone of the reaction in Congress?
The deal did not require them to hold their prices down. So the deal is kind of a separate issue.
But the deal was premised on certain assumptions, I would imagine. If there was a number, and the number that's known is $80 billion cost to the pharmaceutical companies over 10 years, then that's assuming a certain amount that they charge for their products.
Right.
If they're suddenly raising the price of their products to more than, to what the market will bear, but more than the profit margin that they were getting for the same thing yesterday, then in a way, maybe I can say this and you can't, in a way it looks like they may be cheating on the deal.
Yes, well, and some people think that. You know, there's an interesting chronology in yet another industry report that's done by IMS Health, which tracks all the top-line sales for the drug industry. Now, they do projections every year, and in April, they projected that the drug market in the U.S. was going underwater for the first time. It was going to be -1% to -2% for the coming year in total sales. In June, the industry struck this deal you mentioned with the president and the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. In October, IMS Health issued a new report, an unprecedented increase in the amount of their forecast. Suddenly, they said drug sales in total are going to increase by 4.5% or more in the U.S. this year. Now, they attributed that to a lot of things, including the improving economy, but they specifically also mentioned unexpectedly high price increases.
Deborah in the East Village owns a small business. Deborah, thank you so much for calling.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. What are you seeing?
I have open enrollment for my insurance plans in December for the January renewal, and the notices I got this week were they were going up 16%, and it means I now have to shop around a whole lot more.
How does that compare to recent years?
It just seems to be really bad each year, but this one was dramatic. In terms of price, it now is the second or third largest expense I have after rent and salaries.
How many employees do you have?
It's just me, and I take on independent contractors. I've been wanting to take on employees, but to be honest, I still don't understand why healthcare is my expense for an employee. I mean, it really taxes are nothing to deal with compared to the healthcare cost of taking on an employee.
But when you say open enrollment, you mean you can change your coverage to another carrier?
Yes. It's when I can change my coverage, alter my plan, do whatever, because it's part of a group association. It's how small businesses can collaborate to get a decent rate. Otherwise, you're buying on the open market, and it's even worse.
Deborah, thank you. Good luck.
Rick
in Long Beach, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rick.
Hi, I'm an attorney. I'm on the plan administrator for my wife's small business. And I'm looking at the United Healthcare Oxford rate increase schedule for this year. It's also the open enrollment period. These will go into effect on January 1st. For a single, it went up from $472 to $552 per month, which is a 16.7% increase. And in our own case, for our family coverage, it went up 18.9%.
Wow.
These are the projected rates for next year.
How does that compare to recent years?
This is our second year with Oxford, but there was so last year was our first year on this plan, so I really can't compare previous years.
Rick, thank you and good luck.
Okay.
Roslyn in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Roslyn, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
You know, earlier this summer, I was on vacation and got a phone call on my cell phone from my insurance broker, which was an unusual experience for him to call me on vacation. And he said, I just wanted to tell you something important.
You own a business, Rosalind?
Yes, I own a healthcare business, 20-year-old business, profitable healthcare business, even in this economy. I pay 100% of the individual premiums for my employees.
How many employees?
Fewer than 20.
Okay.
Okay. That are on the plan. So I get this phone call that he wants to tell me that it looks like the other businesses that are similar to ours are getting renewals from Aetna for 2010, and have a January 1 renewal date, are getting renewals that are looking at somewhere around 35%. And he wanted me to be aware of this because there's also an additional New York State tax added to insurance premiums this year of up to 10%. So I could be looking at a 45% increase. So I'm supposed to get my Aetna renewal. I'm supposed to have 30 days to evaluate the renewal, which should have been October 31st. I should have received my renewal. Doesn't arrive past the date in which they're supposed to notify me of the renewal, because I have to notify my employees by November the 30th of plan changes for January 1st. Finally get the renewal somewhere around November the 11th, and it's only 11%. I say, oh, that's not so bad. You know, it could have been a lot worse. And my broker calls me and says, no, let's read the plan together. For lack of a better description, they raped the plan. The plan where I now have a plan that pays for 80% of usual and customary fees, both in-network and out-of-network, now has incredibly reduced out-of-network benefits. But get this, they're only paying 140% of the Medicare rate. The Medicare rate for an office visit is somewhere like $27 and change. So they're looking at paying $37 for an office visit under, again, a fully insured, you know, corporate, you know, small business plan.
Wow. So can
I... my out-of-pocket costs under this new plan, even with an 11% increase and them only paying 140% of the Medicare rate, the family out-of-pocket costs under the new plan could be up to $16,000.
Oh, my God. So yeah. I'm curious, Rosalind, given this, what kind of health reform does it make you want from Congress?
Well, I'm really confused by that because I've been very involved. Again, we own a healthcare business, and I've been involved in healthcare reform for a long time and extremely involved in the Westchester Coalition for Healthcare Reform. And I feel like someone asked me a question the other night at a meeting here in Westchester County about how I felt that the proposed plans were going to control healthcare costs, and I was at a loss to answer that question. You know, I'm not sure that I see the controls in either the House plan or the Senate plan that are going to help me in my business, nor did I see this coming that again, we're a healthcare business, we're a profitable company even in this economy. You know, and here we are. I have 7 days to solve this problem and be within compliance of the law.
What are you going to do?
Well, I just got off the phone with my broker. Who he laid out four options for us. This was something else that was really interesting. Normally, the alternatives in New York State, which would be Emblem, Empire, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and MBH, would have published their rates weeks ago. As of yesterday, I was only able to get Emblem and Blue Cross. MBH hasn't published their rates yet. These are rates that you have to commit to by the end of this month in order to notify your employees, and today is the 20th.
Why wouldn't they be published?
Because they're waiting to see what the other people's rates are so they don't go too low.
Rosalind, good luck making your decision.
You.
I'm glad you told your story because I think this is going to help other business owners.
Right.
Thank you very much. And Duff Wilson, New York Times reporter, covering health care. Wow. I mean, we could go on. I have a whole board full of stories like Rosalind's. We should do the whole show on it one day and just let people call in and tell these stories. We don't have time to take any more. But did you learn anything?
Yes. I mean, I see the interest in health insurance revenue rates, and I think that's interesting why President Obama is calling it health insurance reform in Washington instead of overall health reform.
Congress is investigating the spike in brand name pharmaceutical prices. All our callers want to talk about the premium increases on insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Is Congress investigating that spike too?
Not that I know of. I don't think so. There's not definitive information on it yet. It's anecdotal, but I'm sure that'll emerge.
Well, it may be emerging here. And listeners, you know what? You can continue to post your stories, and maybe elected officials and other media will take a look at it. And these stories, like Rosalind's, will spread and result in something. You can go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. You'll see our page for this. It's the first segment of the show, so it's the first link that's up there at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Duff, we just got a couple of minutes, but, you know, the insurance premium hikes on small businesses pose an interesting dilemma for them, I think. Small businesses seem really divided over the health reform bills in Congress. Some are more afraid of government requirements. Others want the private insurance monkey off their back because the insurers squeeze them so much. But the small business lobby group seems only to be hardening its position in the last couple of weeks against the congressional bills. So if that's true, even in the face of these private insurance spikes, they must be seeing the Obama reforms as especially onerous.
I think that they do because they of the mandates that they would place on small businesses to provide insurance. And so a lot of small businesses are concerned that the cost or the savings, if you will, from health care reform is going to be taken out of their pockets.
Of course, the Harry Reid Senate bill, from what I've read, this new bill that they hope to get a vote on to bring to the floor tomorrow, mm-hmm. lets businesses off the hook pretty easy if they don't cover workers. They would only have to pay a $750 per year fine, which is a small fraction of the cost of a policy. The House bill would set the fine at 8% of the workers' pay, which is much higher and closer to the cost of insurance. Did you notice that difference?
Oh, yes, I did. And certainly the devil's in the details in both of these bills.
And we could go on, but we can't go on. So we'll continue to cover health reform almost every day on this show in one aspect or another, as we've been doing. Thank you for your calls. Continue to post those stories to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. People do look at our web pages, and we will push them out. So Duff Wilson, New York Times correspondent, covering the spike in prescription drug prices now reportedly taking place. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up in just a minute, Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz on gangs and the Veda Vasquez shooting. Stay with us.